الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our last discourse on Dil Ki Dunya, the world of the heart, we discussed the concept of tafweez. In this world of asbab, in this world of means, we adopt means and we calculate our moves. We propose and we leave it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to dispose and to activate. If it is good for us, Allah will activate it. And if it is not good for us, Allah will not activate it. When we see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deals with us on issue that we propose, on issue that we calculate, then we see the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the love of Allah enters our hearts. Another effective way to inculcate the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to reform our lives, to enhance our ruhaniyat and our spirituality, is to inculcate the love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside our hearts. Love is natural. Every human being that comes in this world comes with a demand of love. The first avenue of love are the parents. When a person is married, when he enters the house, he first goes for his wife. When she gives birth, now when he enters the house, he goes first for the baby. Love is natural. First avenue of love are the parents. And then the relatives. And then the friends. Then the associates. And in that way, the child is fed with love. And the child also shows love over time. Shariat has emphasized on showing love to each other. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Tahaddu tahabbu. Exchange gifts with one another. Adopt means to increase our love and muhabbat. Give gifts to one another. In another hadith, it is stated one sahabi told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love that so and so sahabi. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, did you go tell him that you love him? فَلْيُعْلِمْهُ إِيَّا. Go and tell him that you love him. How must somebody reciprocate with the love when you don't tell him that you love him? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also taught us a dua that if somebody show you love, you respond with that love. أَحَبَّكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا أَحَبَبْتَنِي. May Allah love you like how you love me. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ عَرْشِهِ. Arshi, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, 7 people will get the shade of the throne of Allah on that day, where no one be any shade but the shade of the throne of Allah. And from there, رَجُلَانْ تَحَابَّا فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَا عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَا عَلَيْهِ. Two people who love one another for the pleasure of Allah, and when they separate, they also separate based on the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So from this we understand how much of emphasis there is in Shariat to express love to one another. And it is because of this, Shariat have told us to show love for Nabi, inculcate love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. They are saying, love, it has a potential of changing the life of a person and influencing the life of a person. There is a saying in Arabic, إِنَّ الْمُحِبْ لِمَن يُحِبُّ مُطِي. That a person got love for someone, then the lover obeys the beloved. And for that reason, Shariat emphasized that we have love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, after that love, it becomes easy for us to follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Your iman is not perfect. Your iman is not complete until I am not more beloved to you than your father, your children, and all of mankind. Every one of us love our parents, we love our children, that's a natural love. But until we didn't bring our love to the point where we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our parents, our children, and all of mankind, our iman is not perfect. And it's not difficult. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put every reason of love in the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we study the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in detail, then gradually the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be heart to such a point that now we will love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our parents and our children. Every reason of love is found in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I cannot go into the details now, my point is something else. But just to share with you one poem in Farsi, in Persian. One poet so beautifully mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a conglomeration of beauty. Husne Yusuf, Dame Isa, Yadabeza Dari, Ache Khuba, Hamadaran, Tutanha Dari. It's a Persian language. He says three things they only refer to. The love of Yusuf alayhi salam, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back and told the Ummah that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created beauty and divided beauty into two. Half the beauty of the creation is found alone in Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. One can imagine how handsome and how good looking was Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. Women of Misr, when they saw Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, what did they say? In haza illa malakun kareem. This is not a human being. This is an honorable angel. That is the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beauty was more than the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. There is a narration, and Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlvi rahmatullah alayhi narrates it, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ana amlah wa Yusuf asbah. Ana amlah wa Yusuf asbah. Amlah means that you're fair in complexion, but you got a tinge of red. It has an attraction. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was also very, very fair, but he didn't have that tinge of redness in him, like what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam had. The poet then says the second thing, yada bezadari. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam met Fir'aun, he had showed him the hand, palm, it dazzled his eyes. That was also found in Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And Dame Isa is stated in the hadith before Qiyamah, the breath of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was so strong that if a non-Muslim have to come within the breath of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will fall down dead. All these powers alone, the poet says, is found alone in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected elders and friends, few incidents to show to us how the Sahaba loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very, very few. One Sahabi, one villager, he came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told to Nabiya Kareem, so asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata sa'a? When Qiyamah gonna come? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried, nurtured him and told him, you're asking about Qiyamah, but ma a'tadta laha. What did you prepare for Qiyamah? You're asking about Qiyamah? What did you prepare for Qiyamah? This Sahabi, like every Sahabi, was so honest and simple. He said, Ma a'tadtu laha min kaseeri sawmin wala siyam. I didn't prepare a lot of salat, I didn't prepare a lot of fasting, but one thing I have, walakin uhibbu Allah wa rasulah. I love Allah and the Rasul. On that, Nabi Sahib made a profound statement that made all the Sahaba happy. When Nabi Akareem Sahib mentioned, Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with that person who he loves. This statement, it made all the Sahaba very happy. One Sahabi, Hadith Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He came to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His face was very pale. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Oh Thawban, what's the matter? Why your face is so pale? Ma ghayyara lo, what has changed your face? He said, Ya Rasulallah, ma bi min maradin wala waja. I'm not sick. I have no pain. Walakin, inni iza lam arak astaw'ishu a wahshatan shadeedah. Ya Rasulullah, I'm sitting in my house. And when I don't see you, I feel that uneasiness in me. I feel that wahshat, strange feeling. And fama asbir hatta ajili anzur ilayk. I could not withhold myself until I come to you to see your Mubarak face. But then he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I got one concern. In this world, I'm sitting at home. You want to bring ease to myself, I can come and see your Mubarak face. What about on the day of Qiyamah? You are a Nabi, Allah will give you very high stages. We are not our Nabis. Where our stages will be, we won't be with you in Jannah. Now look at the thinking of the Sahabi and the love that the Sahabi have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knows he can see Nabi sallallahu alayhi in the world. What about in Jannah? That's his, the thought is going there. He won't even see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with this ayat, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Just follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this world, in the akhirat, you'll be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody asked, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, كَيْفَ حُبُّكُمْ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ? How did you have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, كَانَ وَاللَّهِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْنَا مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا وَأَوْلَادِنَا وَأُمَّهَاتِنَا وَآبَائِنَا وَعَلَى الْمَا عِنْدَ الذَّبْحِ. We love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our children, more than our wealth, more than our fathers, more than our mothers, and on a hot day, cold water, how dear it is to a person, we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even more than that. Hazrat Ali's statement, شَعْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Leave aside the personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even one Mubarak hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more beloved to us than the entire world and its contents. In Bukhari Sharif, there's an amazing incident in Kitab al-Buyu. One woman, she prepared a garment for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she weaved it. And she presented it to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore it. One Sahabi came and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a nice garment you got, give it to me. And when Nabi Akareem, and a request would go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never refused anybody. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his house. He took that garment and he wrapped it up and he gave it to the Sahabi. So other Sahaba, they condemned the Sahabi. You know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed that kameez, needed that kurta. And he doesn't say no to anyone. Why did you ask Nabi Sahib to give you that? He mentioned one statement. He said, I did not ask Nabi Sahib for that qamis, illa litakuna kafani yawma amut. I wanted the qamis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so that the day I die, that will be my kafan. And in the hadith it mentioned, the day the Sahabi passed, the kurta of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became his kafan. That's the extent of love they had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And before I go to our last point, a thought-provoking incident, also in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beginning stage of Islam, he used to hold a branch of a tree. And he used to give his khutbah. Then one woman, and women also make contribution toward the affairs of the masjid. One woman, she told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make a mimbar. She prepared a mimbar. The mimbar was brought to the masjid. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended on the mimbar, that the branch or the date tree, it started crying. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard it and the sahaba also heard it. And was crying like how a child would cry. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down from the mimbar. He went back to the branch of the tree and he started petting it like how a mother would pick a crying child. The muhaddithin mention that this tree, it could not bear the separation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and it cried. You and I should ask this one question. When a tree could not bear the separation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and cried, how much do you and I cry when we leave out the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. We want the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and in this dilki dunya, these discourses we are having, we only talking about how we could build the love of Allah and have the spirituality in us. And Allah says, the only way to do it is love Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inculcate in us the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything of our lives. Some of us, as Mufti Shafi Saab mentioned, Shafiq Jakura Saab, Madda Zilluhu, he says sometimes we have a very selective approach. To some of us, the sunnah is the topi, the kurta, and the beard. Yes, it is true. We should practice on the sunnah. And to other people, the kurta, the topi, and the is not important. Instead, your akhlaq is important. That is sunnah. Yes, that is also sunnah. The external is a sunnah, the internal is a sunnah. Everything we should inculcate the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Don't have a selective approach. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifestyle is, try to inculcate that. And it is through that we get the love of Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One tailor invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a meal. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala who was there. And he observed that the tailor presented kaddu, what we call it, karabash, kaddu. He, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he relished that kaddu and he was picking one piece of kaddu and he was eating it. Hazrat Anas says before that, I didn't really relish kaddu, but I saw how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relished it, I started loving kaddu. Mawlana Shafi Thani rahmatullah, on one occasion, he gave a talk among the women. And he mentioned this hadith. He went back home. He mentioned the hadith finished, that's it. Sometimes you narrate the hadith because it was in your mind and you presented it. So when he went home, he saw on the first day his wife prepared kaddu. Calabash. Or you eat kaddu one day, fine. Second day, kaddu is prepared again. Calabash. Third day, again kaddu is prepared. So he asked his wife, in 3 days in a row we're eating kaddu. So she told to him, you don't remember, you gave a talk there among the women, I was present there. And you told how Nabi Sam loved kaddu. So I told a person, whenever you go to a market every day, bring kaddu. Because I got that love for that kaddu and the calabash. Maulana Shafi Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, I got a shock. My wife heard about kaddu and she loved kaddu so much, like how that Hazrat Anas started loving kaddu. What about me? He said, I took 3 days off to make muhasaba of my life, to what extent is sunnat in my life and to what extent I love Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after 3 days, after making muhasaba, then I was completely satisfied that alhamdulillah, I have extreme love for the sunnat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali. See, one time, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he came to Hazrat Ji to meet Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali. And Maulana Yusuf Sahib told to Hazrat Ji, that Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali told me, there's a very simple prescription to become a Qutb. Qutb is not a small stage in tasawwuf. You get different categories of tasawwuf and different categories of awliya. And Qutb, you have to become a Qutb, the head of all the Sufis of the time. The prescription is very simple. Follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you'll become a Qutb, you'll become the greatest wali of your time. And this is what we need to do. Inculcate in us the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything of our life. Sahaba were very particular, and I will end with one incident. The Sahaba, with every sunnah, when they knew there's a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll never oppose it. Never oppose it. Sometimes, we hear about this one had sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took out a fault on food. Never, never. Simple sunnah. And let your wife put less salt in the food. Why there's less salt? But that sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is something we should inculcate within our lives. Every sunnah, the Sahaba, they would cherish it and they would follow. They would never oppose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in a game. The Sahaba would not oppose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in a game. Even if they were invited in a game, they would not even oppose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The proof for it is in Bukhari Sharif. In the chapter of Manaqib. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw some Sahaba practicing archery. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Sahaba and told to them that you should practice archery, fa inna abakum kana ramiya. Your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam were also an archer. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw there were two sides because they were competing with archery. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, wa ana ma'a bani fulan. I'm joining so and so group. When he joined one group, the other group, they would hold practicing archery. So this, Nabi said, so why you stop? He said, because you're on one side, and how can we practice archery against you, even in a game? So Sahaba were so sensitive, they would not even go against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even in a game. But this is something we should put in our lives, to practice the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Get some books, history books, tarikh books. We read so many novels, read this, read that. Then introduce it and put it within our sight for our children to read about Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we don't read about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how the azbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to come into our lives? May Allah Ta'ala grant every one of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll be making zikr. There's also a great sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Also encouraged us that the way of bonding and attaching ourselves to Allah Ta'ala is making the zikr. Wala zikrullahi akbar. The zikr of Allah is the greatest thing. And it is through that we get ridwan min Allah akbar. Zikr is akbar, ridwan of Allah is akbar. And it is through zikr we get the ridwan of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq. Let us recite three times. Qul huwallahu ahad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
I mentioned to you all before, when we're reading this time, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, make niyat of إِصَالِ سَوَابٍ to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Sahaba. And inshallah, with the barakat of that, we'll find the halawat, the sweetness of Iman coming into us, inshallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 Allahu Allah, 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 The dua will be taking place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a dua, mukhul ibadah. Essence of all ibadat is dua. The crux, center thing of everything of ibadat is dua. Where we turn our hearts and minds to Allah and we make dua. We should try to inculcate this habit, not only in this collective. In this collective we get dua, we say Ameen. This is also proven in the hadith. And use this opportunity to observe how the dua is made, what is being asked for, and try to, in our private lives, in our own time, lift up our hands and also learn to make dua. Allah loves us to make dua. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, you'll ask me, I will give you. You'll notice before dua, Allah ta'ala is being praised, Allah is being glorified. Praise, we use words of praising Allah ta'ala, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Then after that, Durood Sharif is being read. Because when you make dua, if you don't make Durood Sharif, that dua is suspended. Make Durood Sharif. And then from the depth of your heart, give your heart and your soul to Allah. And you make dua in such a way that you can see Allah, and or you cannot see Allah, have yaqeen that Allah is seeing you and Allah is Sami and Basir. Give your heart and soul and make dua with that and say Ameen to the dua. Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah.
Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azim bi sultanik. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأزواجنا ولذرياتنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. O most merciful and kind Allah, Ya Allah, you are most gracious, you most compassionate, you most kind, you most forgiving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, here we are your servants, Ya Allah, your slaves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, Ya Allah, we break your commandments all the time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are worthy of your punishment, Ya Allah. Yet we are hopeful, O Allah, of your mercy. Ya Allah, we have so much of hope in your mercy, Ya Allah. More than what sins we have committed. Ya Allah, in your forgiveness more than the sins that we have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah. You are the one that loves to forgive, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sins that we have committed openly, sins we committed secretly. Ya Allah, sins we committed during the light of day, the darknesses of night. Ya Allah, you forgive each and every one of those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, our siblings, our children. All our family members, Ya Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah, from all the ills and the evils that are in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our limbs, Ya Allah, from all the wrongs that we have been doing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our senses, Ya Allah, from all the evil that it has been committing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse us, Ya Allah. Keep us away from our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, like how you keep a distance between the east and the west, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from all the disobedience, Ya Allah. And all those deeds that earn your displeasure, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah. Whoever, Ya Allah, in this gathering, Ya Allah, that is listening to this program, Ya Allah, whatever their needs and desires be, Ya Allah, that are permissible, Ya Allah, fulfill those desires, Ya Allah. Whatever needs we have, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the one, Ya Allah, that dispose of all our needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all our needs and let and fulfill them, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, whatever challenges, whatever difficulties that we have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the condition of each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know, Ya Allah, what our challenges are. And you know best, Ya Allah, how to resolve them, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah. Remove all those difficulties that we may be having, Ya Allah. All those challenges and problems that we have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove them all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us, in our families, in the ummah, Ya Allah. Whoever is ill and sick, Ya Allah, grant shifa'i kamila ajila mustamirra to each and every one, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever has any form, O Allah, of financial matters and financial difficulties, Ya Allah, those who are indebted, Ya Allah, those who are bonded and enslaved to the banks, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the unseen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill all of that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of halal rozi for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create ease in our rozi, Ya Allah. Create ease in our rozi, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah. Wherever the ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem Mawla, Ya Rabbi Kareem Mawla. Bring, Ya Allah, stability, Ya Allah, in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in Palestine, in Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is going on there, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah. Free it from the clutches, Ya Allah, of your enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us an ummah, Ya Allah, that once again become worthy of the custodianship of Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant it once again into the hands of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, free the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah, and safeguard it, Ya Allah, from the hands of the enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in each and every masjid in the world, Ya Allah, safeguard it, Ya Allah, and all the institutions of deen, Ya Allah. Whatever, Ya Allah, is being propagated, practiced, whatever is being taught, O most merciful Allah, according to your pleasure and your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard each and every institution, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever benefits, Ya Allah, that they are disseminating, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it favorable. And throughout the world, Ya Allah, spread the wings of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread the wings of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who is ever sacrificing for your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them steadfastness, Ya Allah. O most merciful and gracious Allah. Ya Allah, protect us all. Ya Allah, protect our children, Ya Allah, our progeny, till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, keep them steadfast on the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this virus that has come onto this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring relief to the whole of mankind, Ya Allah. And wherever people are suffering because of this virus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bring stability, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you destroy it, Ya Allah, through your qudrat and through your power and through your might, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. At the time, Ya Allah, when maut comes to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it come at a time when the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, iman is brimming and flowing in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us, Ya Allah, at a time when you are most pleased with us, Ya Allah. Make those last moments of our lives the best moments, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, save save us from an evil death. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of the qabr. Ya Allah, tomorrow on the day of qiyamah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us, Ya Allah. Grant us all in our families, Ya Allah, entrance into Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma hadha ad-du'a wa ilayka al-ijaba wa hadha al-juhdu alayka at-tuklan. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala an-nabiyyi al-karim wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.